From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's DEX, August 7th. Here's what I'd flag across crypto and the Alpha Desk this morning. Let's get into it. First, from Cointelegraph, proposed Clarity ethics deal could save Trump millions in taxes. Bloomberg. The latest bipartisan ethics proposal would reportedly require Trump to divest crypto businesses while allowing him to defer capital gains taxes on those sales. A bipartisan ethics proposal pitched to U.S. President Donald Trump to secure passage of the Crypto Market Structure Bill in Congress could create a significant tax benefit for the president, Bloomberg reported Thursday. The ethics addendum, which has not been made public, includes a provision requiring the president to divest from crypto-related businesses, according to people familiar with the matter. Next, second, from Cointelegraph, Japan FSA asks crypto exchanges to impose withdrawal delays to fight scams. Japanese authorities called for address registration, customer-specific limits, and stronger authentication as part of a broader push to curb misuse of exchange accounts. Japan's financial regulator has asked crypto exchanges to introduce withdrawal delays and other safeguards as authorities respond to increasingly sophisticated scams involving digital assets. Up next, third, from Crypto Briefing, White House 2. Cut unnecessary Bitcoin, crypto regulations. They're aiming to simplify the process and make it easier for the U.S. to integrate with the global crypto market. This move could potentially boost market optimism, but it's still early days. We'll be keeping an eye on how this plays out, especially since it might influence future Bitcoin price forecasts. The White House is essentially saying they want to cut through the noise and focus on what really matters. They're not looking to stifle innovation or growth, but rather create a more streamlined environment for crypto to thrive. This could be a big deal, especially for U.S.-based crypto companies looking to expand globally. It's worth noting that this move might not directly impact the day-to-day trading of Bitcoin or other cryptos, but it could have a longer-term effect on market sentiment and overall market health. We'll be keeping a close eye on how this plays out and what it means for traders and investors. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. And then, fourth, from Crypto Briefing, Mara's Bitcoin stash fell 34% to under 36,000 Bitcoin in H1. Hey, I got a quick update for you. Mara's Bitcoin stash took a hit in the first half of the year, dropping 34% to around 36,000 Bitcoin. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's a pretty significant move. But here's the thing, Mara's making a strategic shift from just holding on to their Bitcoin to actually monetizing it. That's a broader trend we're seeing in the space, where companies are trying to balance their digital assets with financial stability. It's not just about holding on to Bitcoin anymore, it's about making it work for them. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Next, fifth, from Cointelegraph. BitGet explores licensed crypto presence in Bhutan. $100 billion, that's the size of Bhutan's Gelifu Mindfulness City, GMC Economic Zone, the backdrop for BitGet's newest move. The exchange just signed an agreement with the city's authority to start the paperwork for a licensed local operation, aiming to embed its infrastructure and talent pipeline as the zone builds out its digital finance ecosystem. BitGet's entry lines up with GMC's recent hire of Canadian manager 3IQ, which will steward part of the country's Bitcoin treasury. The partnership signals a growing confidence in Bhutan's on-chain assets and suggests the region could become a modest hub for regulated crypto services. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Up next, sixth, from You Today. Dogecoin, Doge, is literally at zero. XRP bears. Almost give up. Bitcoin, Bitcoin. Back in bull mode. Crypto market review. Disclaimer. The opinions expressed by our writers are their own and do not represent the views of You Today. The financial and market information provided on You Today is intended for informational purposes only. You Today is not liable for any financial losses incurred while trading cryptocurrencies. Conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. We believe that all content is accurate as of the date of publication, but certain offers mentioned may no longer be available. And then, 7th, from CryptoSlate, Solana whales just triggered a countdown that could skyrocket Solana's daily burn rate by over 1.200%. Two Solana supply reforms are now on a live governance clock. SGP Zoruzer 2 would cut future issuance, and SGP Zoruzer 3 would burn resource fees in full. Both moved into discussion after the governance interface marked their 15% stake support thresholds as met. The official records for the Solana supply reforms, SGP 0022 and SGP 0003, place the end of both discussion periods at Agirin 22, 1513 UTC. A governance vote comes next. Implementation and feature gating would follow any successful vote before the economics could change on-chain. Next, 8th, from CryptoSlate. Inside the $18 million Bitcoin gamble with zero margin calls until September, Power Compute will face its first monthly decision on 307 pledged Bitcoin on Saturn 2 when its $18.13 million loan from Arch Lending reaches the end of its initial 30-day period. The Bitcoin Treasury and Mining Company refinanced three existing facilities into the collar loan at an initial 2% annual rate, avoiding an immediate sale of the coins, but accepting a recurring repricing and settlement clock. The filed reset confirmation sets an 8 a.m. EST reference price check against a $58,860 floor and $66,370 ceiling. Power Compute then has until 5 p.m. EST to accept a new quote or close out. Up next, 9th, from CryptoSlate, AVAX One holds $88 million in Avalanche tokens, but its lender only wants cash or Bitcoin. An unnamed institutional investor has drastically tightened its leash on AVAX One, raising the NASDAQ-listed crypto firm's minimum liquidity requirement 35-fold and strictly excluding its namesake Avalanche token from counting toward the new threshold. The stringent restructuring, detailed in an AUG. 5. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC filing, follows the July departure of CEO Jolie Kahn. Her exit triggered a default on a key person covenant, forcing the digital asset treasury company to renegotiate its debt. And then, 10th, from Crypto Briefing, Ethereum's DeFi lending dominance rises to 67% of on-chain borrowing. Ethereum's DeFi lending dominance strengthens its role as a critical infrastructure, enhancing liquidity and attracting more participants to the ecosystem. The post-Ethereum's DeFi lending dominance rises to 67% of on-chain borrowing appeared first on Crypto Briefing. That's the tape. Stay on-chain, stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.